Good afternoon. Welcome to Harvest Fields.
Praise God.
We're here to worship God this afternoon.
We are.
I know Ray's got an opening song he wants to bring us. But first, Father, we thank you that you're in charge this afternoon, Father.
Amen.
Lord, we lift everything up to you, Father.
Yes.
And Lord, let our plans not be our plans, Lord. Let them be yours.
Amen.
Let your word be heard this afternoon, Father.
Yes. Yes.
Let it go forth through the message, Father, on the webpage. Let it be a blessing elsewhere as well as here, Father.
Yes, Lord.
Let it do the work it was set up to do, Father, and bless others.
Yes.
And minister to lives, Father.
Thank
and we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
And we're going to read from Psalm 135.
Well, it must be a sign of old age. I've got to put my glasses on to read, but take them off to see. Psalm 135. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Praise him, you servants of the Lord.
Amen.
You who minister in the house of the Lord.
Thank you,
Lord. In the courts of the house of our God.
Amen.
Praise the Lord, for the Lord is good.
Yes.
Sing praise to his name, for that is pleasant.
Yeah.
For the Lord has chosen Jacob to be his own, Israel to be his treasured possession. I know that the Lord is great, that our Lord is greater than all gods.
Yes.
The Lord does whatever pleases him in the heavens and on the earth,
absolutely.
In the seas and all their depths.
Yeah.
He makes clouds rise from the ends of the earth. He sends lightning with the rain and brings the wind from his storehouses. He struck down the firstborn of Egypt, the firstborn of men and animals. He sent his signs and wonders into your midst, O Egypt, against Pharaoh and all his servants. He struck down many nations and killed mighty kings. Sihon, king of the Amorites, Og, king of Bashan, and all the kings of Canaan.
Yeah.
And he gave their land as an inheritance.
Yes.
An inheritance to his people,
Amen.
Israel.
Your
name, O Lord, endures forever.
Absolutely.
Your renown, O Lord, through all the generations.
Yeah.
For the Lord will vindicate his people.
He will.
And have compassion on his servants. The idols of the nations are silver and gold, made by the hands of men. They have mouths, but cannot speak. Eyes, but they cannot see. They have ears, but cannot hear. Nor is there breath in their mouths. Those who make them will be like them, and so will all who trust in them.
Yeah.
O house of Israel, praise the Lord. O house of Aaron, praise the Lord. O house of Levi, praise the Lord.
Yes.
You who fear him, praise the Lord.
Yeah.
Praise be to the Lord from Zion, to him who dwells in Jerusalem. Praise the Lord.
Praise
Amen.
The Lord.
Amen.
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 Thank
Ray,
you, Ray.
Share now, or?
As you all know, my mum went to heaven on Wednesday.
Praise God.
I just want to tell you a little bit about her passing and how, if anything, it strengthened my faith.
Thank you, Jesus.
My mum had a stroke over a year ago, and we put her in a really good nursing home, Adeline House in Thorn. But and she's been very, very happy in that nursing home. But of these last few weeks, she's had infection after infection. She's been battling them off, but on last Sunday, a doctor was called because she was. She was really ill. He prescribed some antibiotics and steroids. And on Monday she was a little better. On Tuesday she was a little better still. On Wednesday, when I went to see her, I went every morning to see her. The only day I did miss was Sunday, and my young brother always went on Sunday. And throughout the week, of course, as well. But when I got there, I had a word with... There were two nurses on duty, both my eldest nurse and a staff nurse, and they were I had a word with the nurse and asked how she was, and he said, she seems to be a little bit better this morning. So I went in to see her, and I said, how are you, Mum? She said, I'm rough, but I'm all right. And I asked her if she wanted a cup of tea. I went and got her one, then went and made myself a cup of tea, and we were sat just chatting in general, and she raised her finger and pointed. She had pictures all around the wall, and she pointed to her first husband, who was lost on the North Atlantic convoys during the war, and he really was the love of her life. And she said, I'm going to see my Fred soon. And I said, well, Mum, that's in God's hands. I said, but you know, I love you. And she said, yes, I know, and I love you. I said, you know how John loves you? She said, yes, you're good lads. And then she started looking around at almost at ceiling level, and the joy on her face, it was like she was seeing people that she really, really wanted to see him. The joy was evident on her face, in her eyes, and she just gasped and went to join them.
Praise God. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
I thank the Lord for my mum, and I thank him for answering prayers in her passing, that she passed easily from this world into heaven. And I thank the Lord that she's with people that she wanted to be with. Thank you, Father.
Amen. Praise God. That's your right.